Our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to welcome into the Cave Studios from Madison High School Baseball, Brian Dopp. And Brian, welcome back. You're no stranger to the Cave. I think you were here in the fall, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here for football.
Football, game. So a multiple sport athlete.
Yeah, I played three sports. I didn't make it for basketball, unfortunately, but that's definitely not my main sport, so I'm glad to be back for baseball for sure.
Well, last week you had quite a week. You went for the cycle.
Yeah.
Against Hillsdale, you got a triple in the third, a home run in the fourth, a single in the fifth, a double in the sixth, and in game two, they walked you three times.
Yeah.
They learned their lesson in the first game.
Yeah. First of all, I got to thank my teammates. I mean, you don't get four straight at-bats in four innings without your whole team hitting. So I think it was just one of our days. We were seeing the pitcher well. The whole team was hitting the ball, and at the end of the day, we came out with a W. So that's the main goal.
Have you ever gone for the cycle before?
No, that was my first cycle. It was a pretty stellar experience. I've never done that before. I've gotten close. Actually, the game after that, I hit for a home run and a triple, but I've never even gotten that close, especially because my first two at-bats, I hit the home run and the triple, so I knew I was on pace for it, but usually when I'm close, I'm still missing that home run or that triple, which are the two hard ones to get.
So what did you think about when you came up to bat in the sixth inning, you needed a double?
Yeah, I was pretty scared. Right before I went up to bat that inning, we were going on like a two-out rally, I think, and I was talking to one of my coaches, Coach Cable, and I was like, I think I'm a double away. And he was like, from what? And I was like, the cycle. And he was like, really? I knew it was coming, and he gave me a pitch down the middle, might have missed a spot, and then I was seeing the ball well that day, so put a good swing on it, and luckily it fell in a gap.
Well, when you said it went in the gap, then you pretty much were heading for second when it hit the ground.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you hit one out towards the fence, if you were going to stop at second, or if you hit one, maybe through the hole or something, that you were going to just take off for second and see if you could get it. Now, they walked you three more times that game. I'm assuming they were intentional, or did they just throw balls that weren't in the strike zone?
No, they walked me three more times 2 days after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those
intentional or just they did? Just
no,
didn't
they
give you anything to hit.
They weren't intentional. I just don't think they were given anything to hit. They ran out of pitching late in the first series, so I'm sure they were just trying to throw strikes, and unfortunately their pitchers weren't on. So I don't think they were intentional, or maybe they were trying to paint corners.
Yeah, unintentional, intentional.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Well, tell us about your season. Tell us about how things are going for your baseball team.
Our team's going great. We got a really young team last year. Last year, I think there was a couple games we started 9 sophomores, and we're all just one big friend group. So this year, basically every game we're starting either eight juniors and one senior. We'll mix in a couple sophomores in there, but we're a really young squad. We have one senior, Landon Moore. He really brings our team together. But other than that, I think we have I think we have 10 juniors that can all play, and then we got five or six sophomores that are getting their varsity experience most of the time in non-league games to try and help us down the road for our goal of winning the league. And hopefully they'll carry on to the next year with that varsity experience. We'll be a dangerous team next year.
Talking about the league, LCAA is always a gauntlet. And tell us about some of the other teams that are right up there with you.
Yeah, the LCAA is tough. I mean, in every sport, nobody quits. Yeah. So right now we're a front runner with ANSA and Ida. Ida's got a really good pitcher, and they got kids that can hit. We're playing them right now. We play them today, actually. And then Onsted's always been good. They had a young team last year, and then now they're basically senior stacked. So those are hard teams. And then all the other teams, Hudson's pretty good. Hillsdale's pretty good. Every team in the LCAA is never easy to beat. They're no rollover. So the good coaching mixed with the good players, good athletes. So the LCAA is tough. It always is.
Speaking of coaching, talk about your coaches.
Oh, our coaching staff's great. Coach Dubs, our head coach, he was honored enough to bring on some more coaches this year. So we got two in the JV level. We got two in the varsity level with a couple of coaches that come when they can. They got work and stuff. So we have Coach Dubs. He's been there for about 12 years. He has great experience, great coach, good with kids. My dad's actually a coach, Coach Dopp. He's a good mentor. He's a great assistant coach. Then we got our JV coaches, Coach Hav and Coach Kenny. They're great coaches, do well with the JV team. They travel when they can with us. And then we have Coach Diaz. Coach Diaz, he's from Venezuela originally and came here to play pro ball. So he played out in Oregon, and then he moved here because of his fiance. And then now he's helping us coach. He's a good middle infielder. He's a good infielder's coach. He's good with the kids. So, we have a really deep coaching staff. So nobody's really unintended at practice. We have a lot of experience going around, a lot of coaching. So I think that's a really big part of why our team's so so well brought together this year, because of our coaching staff.
Well, good teams have a good feeder program too.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Madison has that.
Yeah, our JV team's pretty good. Our good coaching definitely helps that for sure, and especially because our JV or our varsity coaches go down and help. If we have maybe a practice and they have a home game that day, our varsity coaches will go down there, give them good experience. So we definitely have good talent on our JV team, which is pretty hard, honestly, because our varsity team took five of our sophomores. So if you take into consideration how a normal varsity team should be with just juniors and seniors, our JV team would be stacked with how many well-brought-together sophomores we have, for sure.
Oh, great.
Well, if I remember correctly, are you a sophomore this year?
Junior.
Junior, okay. Yeah. So you got another year.
Yeah.
And I know you do some quarterbacking in the fall, but yeah. What's your summer plans? Will you continue to play baseball this summer, or do you just get ready for football?
Yeah, I'll continue to play this summer. I play for a team out in Canton. They're called the Precision Patriots. We play basically every weekend in the summer. I think we have six tournaments. We get 4th of July off, but that's really a good way to get seen by college coaches, because obviously right now the college baseball teams are in their season, so it's not easy to get looked at. So a lot of our team, I think out of our 9 starters yesterday or Tuesday, I think 7 of them play travel ball. It's just a good experience. You get extra at-bats in the summer, and hopefully those skills carry on to the next year, and it just builds for the next high school
season.
Would
you like to play at the next level, baseball? Is that the sport you want to continue at?
Yeah, baseball is my main for sure.
What are the position, Brian, do you play besides in the field? Do you pitch a little bit or not?
Yeah, I close this year for our team. Pitching, you can never have too much pitching on a high school team, especially. So when you run out of pitching, it's never good. So, yeah, I pitch. And I'm mainly in the infield for our high school team. I will catch when our catcher, Cameron Barber, when he has to pitch, I'll catch and we'll flip-flop. And then, for my travel team, I played every position last year. It's just, like, wherever coaches need me, I'm there.
What position do you want to play, or what position are you?
Right now I'm in the middle infield for high school, and then in the summer I usually play a middle infield. But I think at the college level I'll most likely be an outfielder because of my athletics, and hopefully I could track down a couple balls and have a college career in the outfield for sure.
We're talking with Brian Dopp, our Athlete of the Week for Madison High School Baseball. We have to break for a message, but we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Every child grows in their own unique way, and sometimes a little extra support can make a big difference. Lenawee ISD's Early On program offers free early intervention services for infants and toddlers up to age 3 who may be showing signs of developmental delays. We provide screenings, evaluations, and service coordination right at home, in childcare settings, or fun and engaging playgroups. Best of all, it's available to families at no cost, no matter your income. Visit LISD.us to see how we can support your child's first steps.
All right, back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Talking with Brian Dopp from Madison High School Baseball. And Brian, how did all this get started? When did you start playing baseball?
I started at a really young age. My parents always tell me that ever since I was like two, I've had a bat in my hand just hitting baseballs in the living room. So I think they knew and I knew pretty young that that's what I had a passion for. And they stuck with me by my side. My parents are everything for sure. My dad's biggest mentor. My mom's there by my side at all times. So they really helped me through all of this. And they really pushed me, especially with the summer stuff, paying for a summer team and stuff. They've really helped me through it all. So I think we all knew pretty young that this would be my sport. And I've been carrying through it, haven't changed. So this is where I got.
Well, three-sport athlete, and, of course, you'll be doing baseball throughout the summer. But come this fall, football is probably your number one with Madison High School. And how does it look for this coming year?
We look pretty good. I mean, we lost a couple noticeable seniors, Jalon Borders, Bryce Jordan, a couple others. But we have a good line. We got a couple of our linemen working with our lineman coach. And I think we'll be a pretty decent team. Hopefully have a chance at the league title, if not up there in the ranks, definitely. But, yeah, I think we look pretty good. We're a young team, not a ton of varsity experience, but as the season progresses, I think we'll be a pretty good team.
Have you had a chance? I know a lot of the teams get a chance to play at Adrian College because of the turf. Have you played at Adrian College this
no,
spring yet?
No, we have not played at Adrian College. We actually play there against Whiteford towards the end of the season. We usually play like our last game there, and then we'll have like our award ceremony afterwards. So I think our final regular season game is there against Whiteford. And then after, we'll have like a cookout in the pavilion and
nice.
Hand out awards and
nice.
Stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You like to hit on the turf, I bet.
Yeah, it's definitely fast, and sliding on it, you glide. But I think the whole team likes it. Everybody enjoys it, especially just because of the college atmosphere.
Yeah,
not very many people get to play on a college baseball field, especially like Adrian Colleges. Even though they're a D3 school, they have a very, very good stadium, good turf. So it's just a fun place to play at for sure.
And it's hard to hit a foul ball that's ever caught. So you can play your whole career there at college and never hit a foul ball that's caught because the lines are right by the fence.
Sure are.
But it's a hitter's ballpark for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Well, Brian, we want to congratulate you on being our athlete of the week, and we've got a cave towel there for you. I think you've got one of those from last time, a certificate there and a cave sticker. And again, best of luck to you the rest of the way in baseball and again next year in your senior year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Our athlete of the week this week, Brian Dopp from Madison High School. Congratulations to him on being our LISD athlete of the week. Your hard work and dedication inspire all of us. LISD, high quality education for students in Lenawee County.